This is Akashvani, the news read by Aparajita Nair. The government and the opposition parties have reached a consensus to end the deadlock in the ongoing winter session of the parliament, ensuring smooth functioning of the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha. The breakthrough came during a meeting convened by Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla of the floor leaders of various political parties at the Parliament House yesterday. During the meeting, Mr. Birla requested all the members to let the House function smoothly. The leaders agreed to extend their support to run the House smoothly. The meeting was attended by Gaurav Gogoi of Congress, Kalyan Banerjee of TMC, Lavu Shri Krishna Devarayalu of TDP, T.R. Balu of DMK, Supriya Sule of NCP, Dharmendra Yadav of SP, Dileshwar Kamath of JDU, Abhay Kushwaha of RJD, Arvind Sawant of Shiv Sena UBT, among others. Later, talking to the reporters outside the parliament, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said, "The leaders who were present in the meeting have assured their support for smooth conduct of both the houses of the parliament." He said, "A special discussion on the constitution to commemorate its 75th year of adoption will be held in the Lok Sabha on 13th and 14th of this month. In the Rajya Sabha, the discussion will take place on 16th and 17th December." Earlier, both the Houses of Parliament could not transact any substantive business on the fifth consecutive day yesterday, following the opposition's continued ruckus over various issues, including alleged bribery charges against a prominent business group and violence at Sambhal in Uttar Pradesh. Amid uproar, the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha witnessed adjournments, first till noon and then for the day. The BJP has appointed senior party leaders Nirmala Sitharaman and Vijay Rupani as the party's central observers for its legislature party's meeting in Maharashtra, where the MLAs will elect their leader. The BJP parliamentary board has approved their appointment. The BJP-led Mahayuti coalition registered a landslide victory, securing 230 out of 288 seats in the recently held assembly polls. Meanwhile, the suspense regarding the new Chief Minister of Maharashtra continues amidst intense political discussions. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman and former Gujarat Chief Minister Vijay Rupani are likely to meet the newly elected BJP MLAs in Mumbai today evening. The BJP's legislature party meeting is scheduled to be held on Wednesday. The much-anticipated oath-taking ceremony of the newly elected BJP-led Mahayuti government in Maharashtra is scheduled to take place on Thursday evening at Mumbai's Azad Maidan in the presence of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. President Draupadi Murmu will confer national awards for empowering persons with disabilities to 33 exemplary individuals and institutions on International Day of Persons with Disabilities 2024 in New Delhi today. On the occasion, Social Justice and Empowerment Minister Dr. Virendra Kumar will also unveil 16 transformative initiatives aimed at enriching the lives of persons with disabilities. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will dedicate to the nation the successful implementation of three transformative new criminal laws, Bharatiya Nyaya Samhita, Bharatiya Nagarik Suraksha Samhita, and Bharatiya Sakshay Adhiniyam in Chandigarh today. The new criminal laws, which were implemented nationwide on the 1st of July this year, aim to make the country's legal system more transparent, efficient, and adaptable to the needs of contemporary society. Cyclone Fengal has caused widespread devastation, bringing record rainfall and flooding to Puducherry and parts of Tamil Nadu. In Puducherry, four persons were killed in rain-related incidents, while two others are still missing. The Supreme Court refused to relax emergency measures implemented under Stage 4 of the Graded Response Action Plan GRAP to tackle severe air pollution in the Delhi NCR region till it noticed a downward trend in the air quality index level. In the Under-19 Asia Cup cricket, India thrashed Japan by a massive 211 runs in a Group A match at Sharjah in United Arab Emirates to register their first win in the tournament. And that is the end of this news bulletin.